They tell me I'm too young to understand.
What's the popular UNC a cappella group, the Clefhangers, singing about?
Hey guys, we're the Clefhangers. I wanted to shout out, make sure you all come out to the Baby Got Throwback event.
And what is UNC basketball star PJ Hairston crying about?
Scamsies, the notorious younger brother of Ramses, is holding me hostage.
And what do the Clefhangers and PJ Hairston have in common? They're helping a good cause, two competing good causes. A little competition never hurt anyone. In fact, it can actually do a lot of good. That seems to be the teaching strategy of UNC professor Gary Kay.
And I pit one class against the other. Basically, they have to create an event that raises money for a nonprofit.
Kay teaches a new media technology class for the UNC Journalism School. If you're involved with UNC campus life, you may have seen his students work.
Both of them are very creative. Both of them have had enormous engagement.
UNC seniors Kelly Krupe and Trisha Kleppe are the captains of the two competing teams that have created a campus-wide buzz. Kleppe's team is known as Heel Heist for the Monday Life.
So we chose the Monday Life as our cause, and they help better patient environments for UNC and Duke Children's Hospital.
The campaign raises awareness of their cause through Scamsies, a prankster whose catchphrase is doing a little bad for a lot of good.
Scamsies decided that since UNC has such a strong athletic tradition, the best way to grab attention from people is to symbolically kidnap prominent athletes around campus. We released videos showing these athletes being a little paranoid and having Scamsies kidnap them. We did that to raise a ransom, which is $1,000.
Students are encouraged to attend the Heel Heist Thursday night to raise money for the athlete's ransom, which will go to the Monday Life. Scamsies will return Hairston and his other athlete victims at the event. Krupe's team is hosting Throwback Thursday UNC, better known as TBT UNC. And the campaign gives UNC students a chance to reminisce on their childhoods.
It's called the Baby Got Throwback Bash. And then we're going to have a DJ and a live band playing covers of the top throwback hits. And we also have over $1,200 worth of prizes to give away between now and our event.
Guests at the event will pay a cover to be donated to Camp Kesem.
It's a camp for children ages 6 to 16 who have a parent who either has or has had cancer. And it's a one-week camp in the summer, and it's basically just an opportunity for them to have fun and, you know, not have to think about the fact that they're dealing with such a devastating thing back at home.
Students in this class may not need a blue book or a Scantron for this final project, but Kleppe says the pressure is still on.
And you just really don't know how much work goes into these types of campaigns until you're in the middle of one.
And that's exactly the hands-on lesson Kay says he planned for the two classes.
They're doing this in real life. Instead of them getting a fake project and saying, hey, create a graphic for a company that doesn't exist, or, you know, create a social media campaign for something that doesn't exist, they're having to do something in real life. So they actually are invested in seeing it be successful.
Kleppe's and Krupe's teams face off Thursday night as they both host their events on Franklin Street at the exact same time. So who will you support? For more information about the events, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.